It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokins, and joining me today over the telephone, I have Farron City Mayor Adele Justice. We've got a lot that's getting ready to happen over in Farron. We've got Peach Days coming up, and you know, we wanted to talk about how things are going over there as far as water goes. So Adele has joined us today. We're going to talk about all of those things. Mayor Justice, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. This is informative stuff, and let's let people know what's going on over in Farron. And the first thing we wanted to talk about, because you were very excited about it, is you guys over there in Farron and the citizens of Farron are doing such a great job at water conservation. So let's spend some time and kind of tip the cap to them and let people know what's been going on over there.
Absolutely. We are so proud of our citizens. We went from using 33 acre feet of water in a week to using 16 acre feet of water. So we cut the water usage definitely in half. And we were projecting at the beginning of the season only having secondary water to the 1st of July. And as our projections are in this week, it looks like we will have that secondary water in our system until the second week of September. So people have done a marvelous job. We've got dry lawns and dry areas in our parks and around the city. But we've got beautiful gardens because they've been able to focus on their crops and their gardens. And so we feel very blessed. The citizens have really, really stepped up and made a difference.
And brown is the new green, right? That's the saying.
Yeah, it is. You know, we've been blessed with some storms in the past couple of weeks. Not probably as much as some of the other communities have received, but that has really helped us turn that brown a little more towards green. But we're just feeling very blessed and very lucky here in Farron.
So water's going fairly good over there in Farron. Now let's talk about one of the last times we talked, you were talking about some new trails that you guys are working on. How are those going?
We're still moving forward on our trail plan. We had Jones and DeMille present their ideas and the committee's ideas for our walking trails and biking trails. These would be trails going up to Millsite. We'll have that information up on our website so people can go in and kind of just take a look at that. It's preliminary plans, things that we're thinking of doing in the future and going and asking for funding. We're also working with At Your Leisure, and so we will be televised on At Your Leisure at some point in the near future. They will be coming to Farron and taking video of some of the trails we have around Farron, some that you leave from right here from Farron, and you can go on the mountain or you can go out on the desert. So we're pretty excited about being able to do that and showing people what Farron really is all about.
And you were saying, too, that we were talking about you're working with some of the businesses downtown to build sort of an alliance with businesses downtown to talk about what directions to take the downtown area in Farron. Why don't we spend a moment on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've met with a few businesses that we're in the process of just getting more of our businesses on board with us, and we're going to develop a tourism business alliance and try and get our businesses to come together and work with the city in preparing for tourism and seeing what the city can do to help them and what they can do to help us, and really trying to get noticed as Farron, a place where you can bring your bike, where you can bring your ATVs and leave right from town, place where you can golf and enjoy boating at the lake. So we've got a lot of stuff here we think people can enjoy. We have kept it a secret for a long time, and we're going to just invite a few people to come and enjoy Farron with us.
Well, you know, that's one of the points about Farron. Like you were saying, it's kind of centralized in the middle. You can go out to the swell. You can go up to the mountains. You can go to the lake. You can go golfing. I mean, you've got everything right there in the area, so why not take advantage of that?
Absolutely. We really do. It's a great place. And 20 minutes to the top of the mountain and 20 minutes out to the desert, it's just ideal.
Great, great things going on. And then, of course, one of the best things that goes on in Farron every year is Peach Days, and I know you guys are getting excited for that. So let's talk about the dates and everything and what's going on for that right now.
Right. So Peach Days is always beginning on the Tuesday after Labor Day. So I'm not sure if that's like the 6th, 7th of September through the 11th. And we've got a bunch of activities planned for that time. We've scaled down just a little bit from what we have been in years past, but we still have really great activities going on all during the week. So we'll have a bike ride, which is usually really popular. We give away 15 to 18 bikes to people who come out and support our bike ride. We have a fun run. We have sidewalk chalk contests. This year we're trying to do bingo in the park as well. We'll also have a dinner for our citizens. Seems to be a really popular event for us, and that dinner usually is free for citizens of Sarum. Let's see. We'll be hosting a parade. Our parade is one of our activities that has changed slightly. Last year during COVID, we held the parade in the evening, and so we had a night parade, and it was so popular, people asked for us to bring that back. So this year, we are going to do the night parade again on Friday night, on Saturday night instead of Saturday morning. We will still have our Field of Flags up in the church park. We have a display of over 400 American flags that we have up for the entire week of Peach Days. So that will be going on. Saturday, we'll have a fun day in the park where the kids can come and enjoy bounce houses and activities like that. We'll have a few vendors, and we will have a color dance so they can come and throw color at each other and enjoy a fun time doing that as well. And then we're anticipating fireworks as part of our celebration again this year, and that kind of is one of those things that we'll just see how dry we are and if we've got enough rain to pull that off, but that is in the plans for this year.
Well, that's an action-packed week.
It will be a fun week.
All right. Mayor Adele Justice, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We'll touch base with you again next month, and maybe we'll talk about, you know, how great Peach Days was. How's that sound?
Absolutely. Thank you. We look forward to Peach Days and invite everybody to come out and have some fun with us.
All right. Now, if people are looking for information on Peach Days, city website, probably the best place?
Absolutely. City website's the best place to find it. If you want detailed information, you can contact City Hall, and we'll be happy to give that detailed information to you.
Perfect. That's Mayor Adele Justice of Farron City talking all about Farron Peach Days and everything that's going on over in Farron. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.